Ron in Iowa has a question about wood flooring. What can we do for you?
Okay. What I have is a wood laminate floor.
Okay.
In my basement. And I walk across it with my boots on or my socks on. When I go to turn a light switch on or touch anything metal, I get a heck of a static charge from it.
Wow, really?
A big zap.
Huh.
And I'm an electrician, so I'm used to getting a big zap.
I thought that static electricity built up more in carpet than it did in hard surfaces.
Yeah, this is worse on the wood floor than it is on the carpets.
Well, you need to ground yourself, man.
That's what I'm doing when I hit the
floor. Well, I would think when you have shoes on, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I would think that your rubber soles on your boots would stop that from happening.
I would think. And it's the boots I have are kind of like a Red Wing type of boot. And,
yeah, that's a good boot.
Yeah, good boot. And boy, oh boy.
You sure it's not just the electricity you've collected through the day as you've worked as an electrician?
You know, it happens weekly that I get a jolt, but wow, I mean, it's a good static charge. And
now, is it only when you hit the light switch, or can you hit anything metal?
No, you hit anything metal, the sink, anything, and woo-hoo, a good jolt. And I'm not sure, you know, and I'm an electrician, and I'm not sure how to stop the...
You know, it would be interesting. I wonder what would happen, Ron, if you ground your floor to your ground rod where your panel is.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You know,
really
put a strap on it and see if that changes anything.
And
I can't imagine.
And where is this room in your house?
It's the basement.
It's in the basement.
Yeah. The basement.
It's actually in the middle of the basement between two carpeted floors. So
now, what is the moisture level in the basement?
I'm thinking it must be pretty low.
Because I've learned through, you know, doing some search on static shocks, because when I was a kid, I always tried to make getting shocks, you know, better so I could get my brothers and sisters. So actually, if you have a drier space, if you find that it's not as humid as you'd like it to be, which is, you know, around 40% humidity, it tends to cause a lot more shocking.
Yeah, that's a good point. You might want to try adding some humidification if you happen to be a particularly dry basement. But, I mean, in Iowa, usually that's not the problem. Normally you have dampness.
No, usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Evidently, it must be fairly dry. I haven't really ever tested it. So. Mm.
Well, we gave you a couple of ideas, grounding your floor or adding humidification
to the
basement.
Adding humidity, put some moisturizer on your hands, because dryness really does help to conduct the shocking. So use some hand lotion.
I'll try it all.
Good luck, and heck, you know, grab the kids and like shock each other.
Figure out how to tap that electricity and save some money on your bills.
If it was only that easy.
Ron, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.